Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. I get little random texts now from my family with, is this a good Brain Junk topic? And I'm yes. But this one came through from Chris with a weird picture of a mummy on a passport. I thought, I must know more about this. So here's the backstory. Ramses II was a pharaoh in Egypt. He died in 1213 BC. He was a contemporary of Moses. So this is that era. Very popular, considered the most powerful pharaoh to have ever lived by many. He was the prince regent at 14 and is believed to have taken the throne before reaching 20. So he was buried in the Valley of the Kings, which is also super cool, but also super at risk because by then the priests of the era following his death were worried about looters. And so poor Ramses spent a lot of time hopping from place to place as the priests sought safe places for him to stay and live out his eternity without all his stuff, though. So he was traveling light, the poor guy.
Oh, no.
So that took its toll over time. And he had no sarcophagus, none of all that stuff by the time he got to Paris in the 70s. Yes, we're going to get him to Paris today. So authorities had this mummy of Ramses II, and he was starting to crumble and his wrappings were getting loose. And so they decided it was time that he went to Paris to be restored by experts there.
Ah.
However, a person cannot use public transport, such as a flight, without a passport, even remains. And Ramses had never been issued an ID before. And so he had to be issued a passport, a valid Egyptian passport, before they would fly him into Paris. And it had to have his face. So it has mummified Ramses' face on it. It's super creepy. It's very weird looking. But that's how the mummy ended up with a passport.
I mean, I guess I was just thinking, why would you need a passport if you were dead? But if you're transporting a person more recently dead, they would have ID.
Yes.
So I'm just imagining someone like, okay, we just, what's your most recent photo, sir?
Wow. I did have one that was taken this year, but you're not going to like it.
You can never complain about your driver's license photo.
I know it's not as bad as Ramses II. It's true. Very true.
What an adventure. Okay, so the whole principle behind a lot of this Egyptian burial stuff was that eternal life, right?
Yeah.
And here he has traveled from here to there and people talk about him and he's been on an airplane. He's had his own passport. I mean,
he really clearly has lived a life. That's true.
Right? I mean, he achieved some of what, I mean, probably not the way they thought, but
that's true. I hadn't thought of it that way. The study in Paris was valuable. They showed that Ramses was about 5'7".
Oh,
he had red hair. They found battle wounds, arthritis, and a tooth abscess, and all of that without any legal trouble. Got back to Egypt just fine. Didn't lose his baggage. He was good.
All right, then. That mummy is more well-traveled than I am.
Do you want another little passport side fact?
Yeah.
At the time of this writing, Queen Elizabeth did not have a passport of England because the passport in England is issued in the name of Her Majesty. So she is the issuing party. And so it's considered that she doesn't need a passport to travel.
How is that even, like, she just holds up a corgi and she says, spit spot, put me on the plane? I mean...
Yeah, I don't think she's flying any commercial flights.
Oh, that's probably true. She's hopping on, you know, some small jet somewhere.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they call their royal, you know, we've got Air Force One. What do you think they call it in England,
though? It's not Planey McPlane face. I can tell you that for sure.
No. So that's the story of Ramses and his passport.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, if you aren't hopping on an airplane, or maybe even if you are, you could check us out on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.